everyone, and welcome to another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Ria. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome my next guest, Mike Sager. He is the co-founder of Anchor.io and Elliot Cousins as well, co-founder. Welcome, gentlemen.
Hi, Ria. Thanks for having us.
What a pleasure indeed. You first came to my radar through Yachting Ventures when you were just a startup and heading out there. Let's get a little bit of background on both of you. Now, I'm going to head over to Elliot. You are out of Australia. Tell us a little bit about your background, where you were born, and what brought you to where you are today.
Yes, I was born here in Sydney. Sydney is very much home for me. I grew up here in Oz. Yeah, my background was really a little bit outside of yachting, very much in the tech space. So long story short, I started out in banking, actually, in corporate finance, investment banking, and then quickly realized that wasn't the right path for me and moved more into the technology side. Had a couple of my own companies, one of which was something we sold to Qantas, an airline down here you might know, pretty big Aussie airline. And then more recently, some venture-backed fintech startups that have gone on to their own kind of success stories as well. Yeah, and then Mike and I have met each other for several years around the Sydney tech scene, and it was a bit of a marriage made in heaven when we thought that there was an opportunity here in the yachting space to really reshape customer experiences in what was such an incredible end product in what is yachting, but where it felt like there was a real kind of lack digital, really savvy digital products.
We're pleased to have you here. Now, Mike, tell us a little bit about your background.
Yes, you can tell by the accent, originally from North America, born and bred in Oregon, lived there, went to university, came out here, been out here 20, 22 years thereabouts. First 10 years were working for really big American tech companies, working in the Asia Pacific, sort of Middle East and Australian offices in varying roles. Made the transition about 8 years ago, had enough of just big corporates, and you learn a lot. You really get thrown to the deep ends. Different strategy business roles running across Asia Pacific. Did one startup with two very good friends and cut my teeth on that. Then got into probably what is the biggest hospitality tech company in Australia. Worked with them on their exec team for 5 years, went public 3 years ago. And then Elliot and I knew each other. The tech scene here is not big. In Australia, despite what we think, it's not a huge market. We've been wanting to work together for quite some time and took my background in startups, tech, and SaaS, and applied that to the yachting space. Yeah, and that was maybe working out offline for 4 to 5 years and officially for 2.
When you first took a look at the yachting market, what was it about yachting that made you come together and say, you know what, this industry really needs what we are capable of doing?
Yeah, the first thing is if you see Sydney Harbor, you're like, there's no way in Sydney you cannot see yachts and boats. And so it's just a natural thing. Like you can't avoid it when you're here. We did a lot of market research on what markets are resilient enough from a TAM standpoint and just a growth that are insulated from what things happen around the world. And there's not many of them, private aviation, luxury yachting, et cetera, just luxury travel in general. And I think through that market research, but just the fact that crosses over with the fact that the harbor permeates everywhere in everything you do. Like you live next to the beach, you go to work, there's a harbor there, there's ferries everywhere, luxury boats all around the harbor. It's naturally happened in a way.
Yeah, I think the other part of it was that we really recognized that, I touched on it before, there's this incredible end product. You know, like nothing in the world is like yachting. For those and charter customers who are lucky enough to do it. But we just observed that through our own research and referral, guerrilla style on the ground research and speaking to customers, friends of ours who you know are active in space, the end product is so disconnected with what the actual tech and the digital experience or the customer experience along the way was, which felt so antiquated. It just felt like it was craving a reshape, craving better customer experiences to be leveled up through what kind of people are just used to now in the digital experience you have every day when you go onto your favorite website. It's a totally up-leveled game. So it just felt like that was a huge opportunity.
Yeah. If you're a business or first class traveler, there are 15 to 20 companies tripping over themselves to deliver you a fully digital, fully immersed experience on every aspect of your travel. And you shift slightly over here to yachting, which is such a, Elliot said, it's an amazing industry, but you step just sideways and there were crickets. There was nothing. And they deliver a great experience, but the technology is letting it down.
Anchor Software, it is really focusing on the proposal booking and itinerary creation for yacht brokers, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. That's right.
And what was it about that aspect within yachting that made you think, you know what, they really need something different than what they're offering?
If you've been on the receiving end of some of the material that you receive as an inquirer, or if you're looking to book a charter, or, and as I said before, when you compare the end products to what you receive as part of that sales and marketing pitch or that customer experience when a charter hasn't yet happened and you're, you know, down here, I've diverged a little bit, but like down here, we've got this saying, sell the sizzle, not the sausage, right? The sausage is the end product and people don't buy the sausage, they buy the sizzle. And we really believe, and this is why we've got this real mantra in the company called Touches the Charterer. Everything we do is about touching the charterer. Every design choice we make is about, it goes into what's going to touch the end customer. We just thought that was so lost. It was like really disconnected. You go through that experience, certainly in all the research that we've done and been through that buying cycle ourselves, you realize that it's old documents, it's emails with images not rendering, PDFs, just a really disconnected and broken experience. It was not leveled up. It wasn't beautiful. It wasn't gorgeous. None of the adjectives that come to your mind when you think about the end product. It was really disconnected. I think the industry has certainly moved ahead, and that's great. I think we're like pushing it ahead, and it's great, but it's absolutely like it was, felt like there was just a massive white space there to really up-level that.
Speaking of moving ahead, one of the things that in many of the conversations that I've had in the past when it comes to tech, some of these companies, big companies, have spent millions creating these bespoke solutions that are still clunky, are still difficult to use, and as a result, are rarely used. They're very reticent to put that aside because I think they're looking at it, we spent 4 million euros on this or dollars or whatever. Why would we change that? And when I take a look at your website and your offering, it's not only amazingly cost-effective, but there's no need for someone to be a tech wizard in order to use that. And I think at the end experience for somebody not only using it, but somebody receiving it, it's really important to give it that ease of use.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. The same description. So when we built our first platform, we built it like straight through processing. Everything you said from proposal, booking, get guests and preferences, etc. We actually built a full end-to-end tool. We actually made the same mistake that a lot of brokerages that sunk millions into a solution did. What we didn't realize, and now we're many thousands of conversations into that, brokers are, every single one is unique. They have totally different processes. They've organically built up over time. Our tool was too rigid. So we actually went through the same experience that those same brokerages that you just described are. We actually pivoted close to 18 months ago and actually stopped developing our first platform, completely went down to scratch and rebuilt from the bottom up. So our solution now, that we have many products, but they all, anything we have can plug into any way a brokerage works. So if they have a problem with yacht brochures, we can plug in our yacht database. If they're too busy to create a 22D itinerary because they have five other things backed up, we have a design team that can help them. We've got staff. So we've had to go through that same, what exactly you described, we did the same thing in our own startup. We had to suck it up and be humble and realize we had the right tech, we had the right team, we built the product in the wrong way. So we went through the exact same thing you just described.
Within yachting, there's a lot of competition. No matter whether it be a boat builder, whether it be a brokerage, whether it be yacht management. Now, I imagine that there would be this sort of pride that we have our own system. But your system doesn't have to look like everybody else's. It can be tailored specifically to that company. So nobody really needs to know that it's Anchor Software.
Mm-hmm. We're completely agnostic. And that's so any brokerage, any font, any hex color, any design, no brokerage looks like. We never ask for customer details. It's completely opaque. In any solution we do, there's no customer details. We're not a brokerage. We'll never be a brokerage. We just provide tools that allow them to build exactly what they want to look like. And we do it for pennies on the dollar for them having to do it in-house.
When I started in media 30 some odd years ago, one of the things that I was originally taught was KISS. Keep it simple, stupid. And that is something that even to today, you have to take a look at your customers and say, okay, not that anybody is stupid, and it's probably a very outdated term, but I am that age. But you have to look at your customer and realize the lowest common denominator. It could be somebody who is very intelligent in philosophy or sales or whatever it may be. But when it comes to tech, they're basic. My mother, she's a school teacher. But when it comes to tech, there is no way. Mm. So when it comes to ease of use, is this something that any broker of whatever level of tech knowledge they have is able to just walk in and within a few hours be able to access, utilize it, and create to its full potential?
Yeah, absolutely. That is a core principle. It has to be able to be easily adoptable, easily understood to get going quickly for somebody who's not tech savvy. And the really interesting challenge in building products is you want to find this balance between making it so easy and really limited, you're really hemmed in and you can't stuff it up basically, to having quite a lot of horsepower to allow you to differentiate, to allow you to do something creative and be a little bit unbounded. And so that is the real sweet spot, giving people the power, but without the complexity. And I think that's exactly what we've done. It is, you can come in as an absolute novice and you're guided through how to use a really simple user experience. The experience is enjoyable. It's a fun place to be. It's really nice. It's a beautiful kind of product to use. So yeah, it's definitely a principle of ours, is to make sure it's simple, but also finding the right balance between giving people as they graduate, as you hit your first milestone, you send out your first, create first itinerary, send out your first your proposal, send out your first yacht brochure. You then start to get a little bit further along and say, oh, what does this do? Become a bit more of a power user. You realize you can change spots. You can play with different settings and layout. We do have that kind of functionality built into the product. So as people graduate through it and get more and more confident and comfortable with it. And it's amazing to see. It really actually is to see some of our customers who start as really simple. I just want to come in. I just want to send out a straightforward itinerary or send out a yacht selection. Very straightforward, very simple. And then they've got creative and they create really cool proposals. They come up with different branding ideas. Yeah, pretty enjoyable to see that.
The stuff, that force power that sits under the hood is we've got the biggest charter database in the world. There's 7,000 yachts with CAs then editing and owning their own yachts. So that's the biggest charter database in the world. High-res images, descriptions, water toys, pricing, the whole nine. On the other side, you got thousands and thousands of locations. When a broker gets in, they get to draw upon their own branding, any of those yachts, any combination of those locations, and piece it together and then get it out the door. You can actually get in and get out in 45 seconds. If you know that yacht, this itinerary, boom, and you're out. So it can be that quick.
If somebody wanted to have a brief look or an overview of it, they have that capability of just stepping in and then stepping back out again, like many software programs that are out there. Mm-hmm. You have that 30-day trial period or something.
Yeah, there's also like, we even have an app that it's free to download. So if you're walking up to a yacht show and you're that yacht behind you, if you're going to take notes on it, you can download the app for free. It's got all 7,000 of those yachts in the platform. It, like you go to Flibs, all 122 of them, you can take notes, video, and you can test everything out before you decide to do the full-blown subscription. It's amazing. Like literally this app. So every product we have sits on top of these huge libraries. We have the biggest charter database with hundreds of thousands of images, tens of thousands of images and descriptions of these locations onshore and in water around the world. and they feed every single product we have.
Say you're an independent yacht broker and you would like access to these kind of tools. This is much like any software out there. You can prescribe on a monthly basis. It is so reasonable.
If you're a Libra brokerage, you have a full design team, a full marketing team, a full stack dev team, designers that do all of this for all the brokers. With us, you get all that power housed in a single software package.
I would encourage everybody to head over to the website because I was frankly blown away after having been covering this industry and the tech side as well for the past 5 years. I really think this is a game changer, not only for the brokers, for the customers, for those working in the brokerage offices as well, because to be able to pull up all that information at the touch of a fingertip, it's so easy. It makes the whole concept of charter broker a lot easier. And I think it may actually bring it or pull it a little bit into 2023.
Yeah, it's funny. You're onto something. You've hit a bit of a sweet spot when Mike mentioned the really big brokerage houses, when you've got independent brokers who are working for these big brokerage houses and they're given all the system as part of the role, but they still come and use our tools on the side, paper it out of their own pocket because to be running the way they want to run. And they're not few. There's like a good number of them, which kind of is pretty exciting.
I wonder if the big brokerage houses were to finally say, you know what? Okay, we're going to have to write up that $4 million we spent on this project and we'll work with this and have it available for all of our brokers. This way, there's no need to have a tech guy that takes care of the system. There's no need to pay for all that hosting. There's so many pluses and so much that you're saving. And even the security of the data is not something that you have to worry about because frankly, that's Anchor's problem, isn't it?
Yeah, we definitely don't think of it as a problem. We think of it as the opposite. It's actually, so we aren't from the yachting industry by background as from the earlier questions, but so we are from the tech industry. So cyber or data security, the way in which technology is built robustly and securely, that is our DNA. Like it's our core bread and butter. Absolutely, hands down, there is no one in the industry that has that kind of, I don't like the word pedigree, but it's like we're not from this space. We are from a different planet in a sense. Yeah. This is what our core is. So it's a massive asset we bring to a lot of these companies to be able to outsource that kind of those cyber and data protection type challenges that they have to somebody who actually knows what they're doing and we're core of our product. Yeah, it's a huge up. It's a huge up for them.
If you have just brought in a brand new yacht broker who is in, say, their 20s and they're not all that familiar about all these amazing places and all of the boats that are available throughout the world. It's almost a way for them to learn as well. If they have a client that, say, wants to go to Sydney, for example, all those spots are there and they can learn off that and they can find out what their umbrella brokerage company has on offer without having to call up their broker friend that got them a job or anybody within the office. It's all there in that system.
And it's offshore and onshore. We met a brokerage recently that was trying to expand their business and they for 25 years had only done yacht chartering. They were dabbling in a bit of aviation and then they got into the tool and they quickly realized that all of our onshore locations were like, yeah, there's a ton of companies that do both onshore luxury, airport transfers and yachting. They now use the tool in certain parts of the world that they are now partnering with the jet aviation company. They land, they pick them up, they do the full itinerary and they're adding on another 30% to the revenue because the charter fee now includes online transfers, luxury, so the whole thing. So you can, it's not just water.
Yeah.
I am not the brightest in tech. And it's like me when I'm designing, whether it be Photoshop or Canva, I would prefer to use Canva, Photoshop if I have to, but Canva is just so simple and quick. If I need something that looks good, and I can get it out there within a time frame that works. It just seems that your solution is what the charter market has been looking for.
It's funny you say that because Canva is an Aussie company. We're pretty proud of them too. There's an Aussie startup that came good. People sometimes call us the Canva of yachting.
Wow, that's a compliment, because I don't think anybody would be able to tell the difference between a $4 million system that they built themselves. Or maybe they would, because actually your system seems to come off a lot better than that $4 million system that somebody has bought themselves through patchwork of other systems being brought together by a coder or whatever. So I want to say congratulations on what you've created, and I am excited to follow the journey.
Cool, it's awesome.
Thanks.
I want to say thank you to Mike Sager from the U.S., who is now in Sydney, of course, co-founder of Anchor.io, and as well, Elliot Cousins. Thank you, gentlemen, for being here.
Beautiful. Thanks for having us. Your time.
We'll provide all the information for Anchor.io below this interview when it airs. You've been watching another edition of Yonkers Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. We'll see you again next time.